once again, my friends.
Welcome to another hour of The Flip Side. It's a Tuesday evening. Jeff Bennett sitting at the mic tonight. Glad to be here with you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Robbie's out for the evening, working on a couple of projects, and it's his end of the deal he's working on tonight. Interesting little tidbits in the news, some of which time allows to share with you maybe later. Maybe we'll take a couple minutes and do it now. UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles, is warning 800,000 students about ID hacking. Now, this is becoming more and more commonplace. Out here in Arizona yesterday, there was an interesting news report that I feel compelled to share with you. It has to do with a new form of identity theft, which could affect each and every one of you listening to this broadcast tonight if you're not careful. It has to do with jury duty. Now, serving on a jury is an honor to some. It's a pain in the rear end to others, considering we know how closely monitored and carefully guided the court systems are in this country today, for the most part. And yet there's a huge scam going on in 11 or 12 states around the country where you get a phone call at night informing you that you missed jury duty, that there is now a warrant out for your arrest, but they might be able to help you. They need to verify some information, including your Social Security number. Keep something in mind, folks. If such a thing happened, and you, in fact, were in violation and had failure to appear, in Arizona, that is actually punishable by arrest, incarceration, et cetera, believe it or not. But the fact of the matter is, if they call you and it's legitimate, they'll already have that information. They'll have your social. They'll know, have your name, your phone number, your address, et cetera, et cetera. So be careful for those kind of phone calls. Just another way of scamming information out of you. Let's take a look at the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Averages were down about 13 points today. The Dow ended the day at 12,315 points. NASDAQ was down almost 12 points to end the day at 2431. Standard & Poor's down about a point and a half to end the day at 1411. Over on the metals side of the markets, in the aftermarket, gold's down about a dollar, actually fairly close to where it's been all day. $629.05 an ounce. Silver ended the day at $1,390. Platinum currently stands at $1,118 an ounce. It's Christmas time. There's not a lot that's going to happen. It's going to stay fairly flat until, I think, after the holidays. Tonight, however, it's not going to be a major concern, although we will certainly share with you some information that is economically based, not in the normal fashion that I usually do. For those of you who live in Texas that are listening, and there's a good number of you, you want to listen carefully to this hour of The Flip Side. Stay with us, won't you? I'll be back in, 3.5 minutes or thereabouts, and we're going to talk about what lies beneath the home you live in. Stay with us tonight.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You feel like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Let's get all these love songs we're using here on the program, huh? What is this good stuff? Hey, this is kind of interesting. Federal government today, federal agents raided 6 meatpacking plants from Swift Meatpacking, accounting for almost all of their beef packaging and 77% of its pork processing capacity. No charges have been filed against the company, but you see, they rounded up a whole bunch of illegals suspected in an identity theft investigation. Yeah, well, unfortunately, the company should be charged. Let's move forward, because this is an amazingly interesting story. Those of you living in Texas are going to find it unusually interesting. You may be aware of it. You may not be aware of it. What drives the world? Money, in one form or another. There's this hunger for money. Unfortunately, it's a hunger for our money in most instances. This coming from a good friend of mine who used to live in Georgia, now lives in Texas, a good friend of my friend, Father O'Leary. And it has to do with... Well, let's just get into sharing the story with you. It's entitled, What Lies Beneath? Beneath your yard, your property, your land. Oil field waste. What happens to the waste that comes out of oil fields? Cecil Carson's property has an aura of rural hominess. The neat yard, happy dogs, blooming flowers along her fence rails suggest a love of the place. She's a high school art teacher who picked up a little swath of Wise County near the small town of Decatur, about 35 miles north of Fort Worth. That's where she chose to settle down. She lived in a travel trailer for the first 3 years while she designed and built her home. The home's very well thought out. Its colors blend with the surrounding landscape of green rolling hills. took Carson 10 years to get to this point, but it took the Railroad Commission of Texas about 45 seconds to put it all in jeopardy. On April 11th of this year, at an administrative hearing in Austin, it took less than a minute for a public reading of Carson's and her neighbor's protests against the placement of an oil field waste injection well just a few hundred feet from her property. And then the three commissioners immediately voted denied and refused to discuss it. She had planned to work about 10 more years and then retire here. Now she doesn't know. Her neighbor Jim Pop has postponed his plan for a new house. Other neighbors, Bob Burke and his wife Deborah, have stopped planting grapevines for the vineyard which they were developing. And a little further away, Tracy Smith worries about whether exposure to gases from the well might make her asthma worse. You see, my friends, they all share the same problem. Their properties border a proposed injection well that could pump hundreds of thousands of gallons a day of oil field waste into the ground. And that means going into the groundwater. This waste, which is known in the industry as production water, is mostly oily salt water used in drilling. But it also contains substances such as waste crude, sludge from storage pits and tank bottoms, used glycol, amine, hydrogen, sulfide scrubber liquid, to name only a few. Now, I know we've got some of you folks that are listening to this program tonight that work in the oil industry. And that's fine. Think carefully about what you're about to listen to, because you and your own families could be subjected to being forced to drinking what comes out of the wells in one form or another. There are 26 acknowledged chemicals in the waste, including such known carcinogens as benzene and one category unhelpfully listed as other. It's not the kind of stuff that Carson wants in the drinking water she brings up from her well. And yet the Railroad Commission doesn't classify oil and gas waste as hazardous. That means the commission, by Texas law, can place production water just about anywhere. These wastes must be disposed of, but mostly they end up underground. Suddenly, Carson and her neighbors face property values cut by as much as half. That, according to the appraisers and local real estate agents they've checked with. The future quality of their groundwater is now in question. The curvy, narrow, unpaved county road to their homes will soon be crowded with 50 to 80 tanker trucks a day heading in and out of the well site. And Tracy Smith, an asthmatic who is unusually vulnerable to toxic fumes, now lives in fear of a hydrogen sulfide gas release strong enough to suffocate her before help could arrive. She says, I can hardly get beyond my fear of the pollution, she says. But the added reality of it is, you either stay and be polluted or you try to sell out. But then, who's going to buy your property? These kind of stories are not unusual. Just minutes before the Railroad Commission denied Carson's complaint on April the 11th, the commission denied a similar complaint against an injection well in Hood County and near the town of Lipan. I think it's Lipan, L-I-P-A-N. Maybe it's Lipan. Also in Hood County. Residents recently learned of an application for an injection well less than a half a mile from the town's only source of water. William T. Richardson, who lives next door to the site, describes it as right out my back door. They say 150 tanker trucks a day could be coming in here. My wife called them, and they said as long as they followed Railroad Commission rules, we couldn't do nothing about it. And then they hung up on her. That permit application is pending. The idea behind an injection well is to blast waste deep enough underground that it cannot cause problems. An injection well consists of a deep hole and a long pipe. But once the waste is underground, there's no barriers to prevent it from migrating into drinking wells, groundwater, or in some cases even bubbling back to the surface and killing vegetation. Indeed, my friends, complaints about wells gone bad are common. The Railroad Commission in Texas has long been charged with regulating injection wells for non-hazardous oil field waste. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality oversees injection wells of hazardous waste. The Railroad Commission received 320 permit applications for commercial injection wells in 2005, according to their agency. Of those, the commission temporarily denied only 15, mostly for technical errors or missing information from the applicant. Injection wells, you see, can also be operated for commercial purposes. Commercial wells accept waste from multiple sources, including from outside the state. Private injection wells inject only the wastes of a single operator. There's hundreds of applications for private injection wells each and every single year, and the Railroad Commission admits it checks on only a very small percentage of them. There's more than 31,000 injection wells in Texas right now today, the most of any state. Well, but that's because Texas is so big and so vast. We can certainly handle all these now, can't we? A check of Railroad Commission records reveals hundreds of recent complaints, thousands over the years, coming from at least 85 counties in your state. The complaints are almost all about groundwater contamination, mostly by sodium, crude oil, hydrocarbons. In fact, because of past waste disposal practices, including the practice of simply dumping the waste above ground, it would be fair to say that for decades, oil and gas drilling waste have polluted groundwater across vast areas of Texas. And even though Railroad Commission regulations and oversight have improved, my friends, the problems continue. Think about where you live. Think about the quality of the water you and your family may be bathing in, maybe drinking in, maybe cooking, maybe swimming in. In 2005, near Chico, about 20 miles from Carson's home, fluids from a commercial injection well came bubbling to the surface in other wells nearby. "We were afraid something like this might happen," says Chico Mayor James Robinson. Previously, city officials had written letters and gone to Railroad Commission meetings to plead for stronger regulations and monitoring to protect their water wells. "You all need to be looking at this," Chico Director of Public Works Ed Cowley told the Railroad Commission staff during one of the meetings. They said it would never happen, and it's happened twice. Injection fluids came up from two abandoned wells and from one active oil well. All three were more than a quarter mile away from the source injection well. Residents in the area were also worried about their water wells and contaminated groundwater. But in spite of family and financial connections to the local oil and gas industry, many residents signed a petition expressing opposition and concern about the well. One Chico area resident says he has seen a long line of trees die near the injection well just a couple of months after they started dumping. And near Boyd, not too far from Chico, many residents complain of too much salt and that rotten egg smell of hydrogen sulfide, a byproduct of oil and gas production in their well water. And there's reports of people actually touching a match to their running faucet and lighting their water on fire. Think about that. Being able to take a Bic lighter or a match and touch it right next to your sink and watch the water catch on fire. This is an interesting story. Hope you'll stick around for the rest of it. See you in a couple minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to The Flip Side. Jeffrey Bennett behind the mic tonight. Upon occasion, I feel it imperative that we as broadcasters do a program that is designed to be strictly a public service-related type commentary, and that's basically what I'm trying to share with you tonight. Not just because we've got a lot of listeners in Texas. Believe me, there's other areas around the corner, around the country, that are facing very similar problems. We are watching water tables be vastly depleted in this country. Part of it due to just use, certainly the illegal invasion of this nation by foreigners who don't belong here, no matter what nation they come from, just certainly increases the use of our water. I live in a state that is continually short of water. Our lakes in Arizona have been so horribly down for so many years. Anybody who's traveled over the Hoover Dam in the last few years has seen how low the reservoirs are behind that dam. It is simply amazing. We've been living through about a 12 or 13 year drought out here. And so to live in an area where what water tables there are, I remember being in Virginia back, I think it was 1999, a horrible drought. They had wells caving in. There was no water in them to support the walls of the well. And wells were caving in. So we've got enough of a drinking water problem, and there's very few of you out there listening who can't complain about the quality of the water that you know is coming out of your faucet. We won't drink what comes out of our faucet here. It's absolutely horrible. Even going through the filtration system in the refrigerator, it's simply horrible. I've run them through RO systems, and I still don't like it. Lord knows what they're putting in this stuff. But now we've got a large group of people living in the state of Texas who are forced to be drinking water that's contaminated beyond the normal acceptable scheme of things. Well, after the problems which we were talking about in Chico a few moments ago were discovered and reported, the Railroad Commission ordered the injection well owner to seal the leaks, reduce the pressure at which waste fluids were forced underground. Now, outside of DeBary, a small community near the Louisiana-Texas border, a group of families suffered for years from well water contaminated with salt and hydrocarbons until a leader of a local church decided to fight back. The Reverend David Hudson began to make calls to regulatory agencies about an abandoned, leaking injection well in the middle of his neighborhood. We got every agency you can imagine out here, said Hudson, including the EPA and even the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. The EPA documented both salt water leaking from the well casing and contaminated groundwater. These discoveries, and we'll share with you a little bit more about this, what we call the DeBerry debacle here in a few moments, but these type of discoveries play an important role in the Railroad Commission's order to Basic Energy Services Incorporated, the operator of, in this case, that well, to remediate the problems and monitor the groundwater. As of last May, Basic Energy was in negotiations to settle a lawsuit filed against it by Hudson and the affected families. But, you know, a lot of times the exact source of groundwater contamination, well, it's not all that easy to identify. Often oil and gas drilling wastes are suspected, but absolute proof is hard to come by. For example, the Bolivar Water Supply Company, a drinking water distributor northwest of Fort Worth, drilled a water well around the same time that a new injection well was also drilled not far away. The water from the Bolivar well had an unusual spike in sodium chloride. We had a big rise in sodium, said Jerry Stell, an administrator for Bolivar. Everybody I talked to about it, including hydrologists and engineers, said sodium shouldn't ever rise unless it's contamination. Bolivar had to install screens and plug the bottom of the new well to get the sodium levels down to an acceptable level. The company could not prove it was the injection well, but none of its other wells have had similar problems. They're putting those injection wells right down through the Trinity Aquifer. And you know it's going to contaminate the water eventually, whether it's in 5 years or 50 years, it's going to happen. I hate those things, says Stell. If injection wells were sited farther away from municipal and private wells, or if they were much deeper and were adequately monitored and regulated, they might not pose as much of a threat to shallower groundwater and surface water. Now, Louisiana requires that no groundwater well or water well can be within 2 miles of an injection well. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but in the scheme of things, 2 miles is not a heck of a lot of distance. But in the state of Texas, well, you can put injection wells in just about anywhere you darn well please. The main regulations require the upper part of the pipe to be cemented and for certain pressure and volume levels to be maintained. That's it. And as the incidents in Chico and DeBerry show, these regulations are sometimes, frankly, quite inadequate. The response of the Railroad Commission is to react after pollution is apparent. After pollution is apparent. If there's a problem, we go fix it. But if we don't know about it, then it's not a problem. Those words from Steve Senny, Assistant Director of Environmental Services at the Commission. Asked if the Commission has enough inspectors, Senny says, "We have as many inspectors as the legislature gives us funds to have." Isn't that what it always comes back to with the government? We have as much as the legislature gives us money to have. We'll carry on with a little bit more of this story when we come back from this break. Stay with us, won't you?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to the second half hour of the Flip Side. Glad to have you here. Talking about, to be honest with you, I suppose health-related issues. Everything we're talking about tonight can affect your health. It can affect your life. Being forced to drink and bathe and cook in toxic waters. It's been, what, about 10 years ago, there was an additive that they used to put in gasoline that contaminated a major aquifer that fed the Dallas area, if I'm not mistaken. And I can't even remember what the name of that chemical is. I'm totally fried here tonight. And it was a big hullabaloo about it. And I believe it caused the gas companies to cut back and find a different replacement. But these things all affect us. Of course, the Texas Railroad Commission, you know who they're going to stand up for. Why do they call it the Railroad Commission? What has it got to do with the dumping of toxic chemicals injecting into the ground, or in fact just dumping it on the ground? Because that's been physically seen too, just dumping the chemical on a gravel road. Mick Nichols of the Wichita Falls office of the Railroad Commission contends his office and staff are doing an exceptional job with the resources they have. But he admits he cannot begin to check everything. He's got 10 inspectors for the 12 counties in his district who are supposed to monitor all oil and gas drilling activities and waste disposal. Now, he says if you got 12,000 wells, including old and abandoned wells that could date back decades, in just one county, if you've got 12,000 wells and just one person covering it, it takes a long time to look at them. Well, it can't even be done. Generally, the focus of the Railroad Commission inspectors is now only on new drilling activity, not waste disposal. He said we had over 200 new wells last month alone. We looked at 110 of them, and that was quite an accomplishment. With disposal wells, mechanical breakdowns, leaks, deliberate violations, illegal injection, They're all part of the picture. Nichols says that what he calls breakouts, injected fluids coming back to the surface, they're quite common. We used to have them happen every day. If they have a hole in the casing or a packer, which is material that's supposed to seal the injection fluid at the point of injection, if they have a hole in the casing or a packer failure, the fluid is going to channel up and come out somewhere nearby. He says that many times there's no records of old wells, and when it starts coming up, you'll know it. Injection wells are also supposed to adhere to certain limits on the pressure used to inject in order to reduce the likelihood of breakouts. Operators are caught using too much pressure pretty regularly. We have operators that will hide a saltwater pump in the bushes and drag it out on weekends thinking we won't be around. He says, in fact, we just caught one a couple of weeks ago. We caught them a couple of times this year. Part of the commission's enforcement problem is a lack of effective penalties. Lack of effective penalties. That kind of goes back to the business of we've got this similarity with the business of employers hiring illegal aliens, knowingly or otherwise. There seems to be a lack of effective penalties, and that's why it's such a lucrative business to continue to hire illegals. It's such a lucrative business to drill injection wells or just dump the toxic chemicals on the ground. After the commission field staff goes through an elaborate protocol of voluntary compliance with an offending operator, the inspector must dot every I and cross every T in order to file a legal enforcement package that, at the most, will result in a fine of somewhere between $500 and $3,500. Certainly no incentive for them to dot the I's, cross the T's, or sharpen their pencils. In addition, according to the sworn testimony of one of its own staff, the Railroad Commission must rely on the honesty, the integrity of the companies it regulates for compliance. And yet in the case of Carson's protest hearing, the injection company, Pioneer Exploration Limited, was caught omitting information about one of its wells, just 1,100 feet from the proposed injection well. Pioneer was fined $500. The permit was granted. $500 is a slap on the wrist. They fork out $500 and don't care who they make sick, who they kill. There's a lot of folks in Wise County, Texas, referring to the Railroad Commission as a sham regulator. Wise County commissioners and Chico officials have spent years meeting and negotiating with the Railroad Commission to little effect. Bolivar Water considered suing but decided it would be a waste of money. Most people simply give up. They lack the resources to hire the lawyers and experts to take the commission to court, and that's what they're counting on. That's what they're counting on. Meanwhile, with certain backing of an overwhelmingly pro-industry legislature, the Texas Railroad Commission sits like a stone in a river, calmly deflecting a torrent of complaints and pleas from citizens. Occasionally, it will issue a bland news release touting some plan to marginally improve its conservation measures or procedures, but without ever conceding any failures or deficiencies. You see, even in the DeBerry case, where Reverend Hudson found documents in Railroad Commission records indicating the agency knew about the saltwater leaks all along and failed to act until forced to do so by pressure from other agencies, which, by the way, the file even included a letter from the governor. Which governor? It doesn't say. But what's the difference? Bush, Perry, who cares? They're all cut from the same cloth. The commission has yet to admit fault. Blame is never assigned to Basic Energy. Quote, the commission, will not admit the fact that the contamination comes from that injection well. Because if they do, then they've got to fight with the company. And they're not going to waste attorney fees on a small community proving our point for us. They're not going to help us. We're going to have to do it ourselves. Those words from Reverend Hudson. And so, against long odds, another group is also determined to help itself. Carson and her neighbors are not giving up. They formed a nonprofit organization to take the Railroad Commission to state district court. We've done everything the Railroad Commission of Texas has required, and they have still turned a deaf ear upon us. They've essentially said it doesn't matter what predicament we put you people in. It's the oil and gas industry that really matters. Doesn't that kind of hit the nail on the head for those of you listening? It doesn't matter what predicament we, the Texas Railroad Commission, chooses to put you in, because all they give a damn about is the oil and the gas industry. The RCT considers the people expendable. But Carson says we're going to keep fighting because we had to protect our homes and our lives. Some injection wells contain more hazardous waste than others. Did you know that? Oil and gas injection wells are classified by the Railroad Commission as Class 2 non-hazardous waste, although that status has been hotly disputed for many years. Texas is also one of the largest injectors in the nation of Class 1 hazardous waste. That waste includes industrial wastes, though not medical nor radioactive. Class 1 wells are regulated by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality under authorization and monitoring by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Yep, the EPA. Just a good old boys club, ain't it? The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, their regulation and scrutiny of these wells is notably more intense than that of the Railroad Commission. In fact, there have been no known pollution incidents from Type 1 hazardous wells since 1997, when a hazardous waste injection well polluted the water in Winona. There's currently 103 active hazardous waste injection wells in Texas, and they're concentrated mostly along the coast. The volume of the waste being put into the ground is staggering. Near Beaumont, chemical giant DuPont is injecting about 1 billion gallons of hazardous waste a year underground in Beaumont, Texas. The company's been disposing of waste underground in that area for about 30 years. And as one resident living near the DuPont plant who didn't want to be identified said, "We are living on top of a time bomb. I don't even like to think about what's down there under our feet." Now let's go back and talk about DeBerry for a minute. See, after living in California for years, in 2002, David Hudson came home to deep East Texas, where his family has owned farmland since 1911. Since then, the Reverend Hudson, age 60, has spent much of his time trying to bring clean water to 55 residents of an unincorporated community near DeBerry. The enclave sits on County Road 329 in Panola County near the Louisiana border. Now, in this area, every other road seems to lead to an oil lease. For decades, companies have pumped wells dry, then filled them with saltwater waste from drilling. That same old tried and true process regulated by the Texas Railroad Commission. And when things go wrong, and they did go wrong on County Road 329. Determining responsibility and cleaning up the mess involves a long, difficult road through state and federal bureaucracies that sometimes leads, you got it, nowhere. In 1997, Hudson's mother, Gladys, complained about contaminated water. That year, 52 of her newly planted peach trees died. Another resident, Ernestine Roberson, found green stains in the sink and oily film on her water. In 2003, tests of Hudson's well revealed, among other things, high concentrations of benzene and petroleum hydrocarbons, contaminants related to oil field waste. Basic Energy Services, Inc., a leading well contractor, had been operating in the area, and Hudson began making calls to regulatory agencies about an abandoned leaking injection well in the neighborhood. And in 2004, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality acknowledged there were problems with the Midland-based company's operations. Midland! Isn't it kind of down there near the Bush compound? Federal Environmental Protection Agency documented saltwater leaking from the injection well's casing and contaminated groundwater around it. The EPA began supplying residents with bottled water on what was supposed to be a temporary emergency basis. Hudson and several other residents filed suit against Basic Energy, asking a state district court to order the company to provide clean drinking water, clean up the damage. and pay medical costs to people who drank polluted water. The suit also asked that Basic Energy remove its pipelines and equipment from the area. Now, in court papers, Basic Energy, of course, denied the allegations. Repeated phone calls to the company's attorney were not returned. The company's East Texas manager said he could not comment. And as recently as June of 2005, Railroad Commission tests found two contaminants under Basic Energy's disposal site in the area. And the same two also showed up in the family's wells. 2 months later, the three-member commission dismissed the complaints of Hudson and other residents. Hudson and his attorney, John Stover, himself a former railroad commissioner, used open records requests to obtain documents indicating that state officials had concluded there were problems at Basic Energy's site. But earlier this year, state inspectors wrote that documentation of the company's cleanup efforts was incomplete and that a new leak had been discovered. The matter of complete assessment, the report said, cleanup and or control of barium and chloride detected in groundwater remains a concern for RRC staff. Those words written by a commission official last January. Meanwhile, Hudson has continued to pursue other remedies. He traveled to Washington, D.C. to arrange a Department of Agriculture loan that would link residents along County Road 329 to a nearby water system. System officials rejected the loan because they doubted residents could pay their share of the bill. Because it's a small amount of people, we ain't really people, Hudson says. Your life ain't worth anything. Who benefits off of this? Big business, as always. Corporate America. Global economics. Politicians. The system. Who loses? We the people. This is very much the same kind of story that we had with Aaron Brockovich out in California a few years ago. With what was it, PG&E? Pacific Gas and Electric? Why is this story any different? Is there no Brockovich in Texas? Are there no Brockovich-type people listening to this program today that said, damn it, enough is enough? Because there are some of you living in rural Texas and Kansas and Iowa, and Lord knows where else they're dumping this stuff. Your drinking water is being contaminated from one end of this country to another. How much fluoridation do you want to absorb? That's not going to resolve it. It's going to cause problems unto its own. There's some things you have to understand and remember. According to EPA guidelines, dirty water from oil drilling must be returned clean to the water tables, and that is not happening, ladies and gentlemen. Father O'Leary's friend Cynthia has told me that she has seen these water trucks dump water on gravel roads. And the waste is full of something called NORM, natural organic radioactive material. Well, it's not just occurring in Texas, ladies and gentlemen. It's occurring in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah. Cynthia says, we don't need terrorists. Our oil companies are doing it to us. This is serious stuff. It should not be overlooked. Maybe this story we've shared with you tonight, which, by the way, comes from a publication online called TexasObserver.org. Go read the column for yourself, TexasObserver.org. I'll be back in a couple minutes with some closing comments. Stay with us, won't you?
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or C, the floral and fruit basket, for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Want to eat cookies and lose weight? It's the most fun idea on weight loss today. Our scrumptious, nutrient-rich cookie has absolutely no stimulants. You even get to eat your cookie before you eat your meal. Now it's healthy to eat dessert first. Taking pills to lose weight isn't much fun and does nothing to curb your appetite for something sweet. But our cookie is the perfect answer. Looking for other high-quality, nutrient-rich products at great prices? Pacific Breeze Foods offers a terrific selection. Get 1,200 milligrams of goji, acai, mangosteen, pericarp with 300 milligrams of pomegranate all in one terrific product. That's 3,900 milligrams of superfood nutrition every day for just $50 a bottle. Special cold processing locks in enzymes and nutrients. It's like you're eating fresh from the tree. Other great products are time-release oxygen drops, Tiaga tea, and Allergen, a powerful combination of ginger and allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. Garlic is known to significantly decrease your risk for stroke and heart attacks, and our Allicin product is so effective that mosquitoes won't even bite you anymore. And never fear, it's odor-free. Check out our entire line of products at PacificBreezeFoods.com.
I think a little bit of Dixie Chicks music to me. Interesting. It's been a while since I've been able to do a program of this type, and I actually have got access to some people that would be worth bringing on the program to share some updates. But let me share this with you for those of you living in Texas. And I know that we broadcast and reach out to far more than just people in Texas, but this is something that is going on in the state of Texas right now. Concerned citizens in, and if I mispronounce town or city names, I apologize, but concerned citizens who live in Erath, Hamilton, Hood, Somerville, Bosque, Wise, Panola, Robertson, Comanche, Cook, Coryell, Hemphill, Cullen, Denton, Ellis, and Tarrant counties. What we share with you tonight is not a Bluffdale, Texas issue. It's a Texas issue. The citizens of Texas deserve better than this. No more so than the folks in some of the other states we mentioned to you. In Utah, in Colorado, etc. Maybe someone out there listening tonight has got some experience. Maybe there's a lawyer, there's a legal individual out there somewhere who may have some experience making presentations before an RRC hearing. Help is needed. And I give you a phone number for Bill Gordon. Bill Gordon has been really spearheading at the heart of this entire fight for a long time. And I could share so much more with you on this issue, but obviously time prevents it. Bill Gordon can be reached at area code 254-965-6990. If you've got problems in your area of the type we've discussed tonight, dealing with the dumping of toxic chemicals, with the contamination of your water wells because of the oil and gas industry and because of approval by the stinking Texas Commission, the Railroad Commission of Texas, I guess it is, contact Bill Gordon. But don't just call him to complain. Call him to get involved. Find out what you can do in your area, how you can get involved. Strangely enough, there has been a hearing set for early in January. Anybody out there listening to this program tonight is interested in the information that I have right in front of me, send me an email, Jeff, J-E-F-F, at rbnlive.com. Request all the information I've got at hand regarding this very important issue. You know, it's one thing for us to support this network by going out and acquiring marvelous water filtration systems. And I think they're great to have. I own a Berkey. I've owned a Berkey for many years. It's still a main staple in this household. But I'm going to share with you folks, well, amongst the prime reasons we need Berkeys and other filtration devices is because of the criminality of big business that's allowed to get away with bloody murder, poisoning our land, poisoning our children, poisoning our grandchildren, poisoning our food, killing peach trees, forcing us to drink toxic water. Who needs limeade, folks? It's coming up out of the ground. I'll see you Thursday night on behalf of Robbie Noel, RBN, and myself, without apology. I am Jeffrey Benny.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.